Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue to investigate lies in our textbooks. Today we'll be talking about the spread of Islam and how the textbooks compared the spread of Islam with the spread of Judaism and Christianity. So let us listen together to this lie as we read
from the Florida Teacher's Guide, Corrections to Islam Biased Content in Florida's K-12 Textbooks, Teacher's Guide, Addendum, published by Glencoe World Geography, McGraw-Hill Glencoe, copyright 2000-2003, page 419. After Muhammad's death in A.D. 632, Islam spread quickly. Unlike Judaism and Christianity, however, Islam remained the dominant faith in the region where it originated.
Now, this is a wonderful information. I'm glad that the textbooks is telling us that Islam is spread quickly. Now, did the textbooks tell us anything about how Islam spread quickly? Who are the people who believed in Islam? How much did they know about the cult of Islam before they believed in it? Not only the textbooks did not mention how Islam spread in the Muslim world, but also assured our students that Islam is much better than Judaism and Christianity. Why is that? Because you see, Judaism and Christianity did not last. But Islam is the dominant, and then he adds the word faith, F-A-I-T-H, in the region where it originated. I'm sorry. No Muslim call Islam faith. Muslim call Islam religion. Why the textbooks is mentioning Islam to be a faith, I have no idea. Not only I do not believe Islam is a faith, but in reality, Islam is a cult with a political movement. There is no faith whatsoever in such a cult. Yes, Islam spread, and it spread so quickly that people believed in it without knowing it. They did not have a chance to investigate it, to accept it. Or in other words, so many people were forced into it because that was the only option available. I remember when I was in senior high school in Egypt, and my teacher came to the classroom telling us, "Boys, today we will have freedom of speech. Let's all have freedom to speak our heart and our mind." And this great teacher, Mr. Muhammad, was a great deceiver. I believe he learned his deception from Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, as well as from Allah, the God of Muhammad, Satan himself, which is known in the Quran as the best deceiver. Read Quran chapter 3, verse 54, and Quran chapter 8, verse 30. As Allah stated in the Quran, they deceive and Allah deceive, and Allah is the best deceiver. Now, this teacher started the classroom by giving us freedom to speak. And the topic which the teacher picked up for this day is the spread of Islam. And he said, many people have many misunderstandings about the spread of Islam. For some believe that Islam spread by the sword. But in reality, Islam is a religion of love, religion of peace, and it was never spread by the sword. And with my sincere heart, I raised up my hand to talk to this teacher, to explain to him that he was wrong, for I quoted to my teacher the verses of Allah in the Quran in chapter 9 and verse 29, which stated clearly that Muslims give the Jews and the Christian, the people of the book, two options. Number one, to be killed, as Allah commands the Muslim to engage in war with the Jews and the Christian who do not believe in Allah nor the last day, who do not forbid what Allah and His Messenger Muhammad forbid, who do not believe in the religion of truth, the religion of Islam. The second option is to accept Islam. That is the only two options in this verse. And then my teacher said, well, Usama, don't forget that Christian Egyptians did not have to believe in Islam. They just have to pay the jizya, little money which Muslim will use to protect you as you live peacefully in your own homes in your own country of Egypt. And then I said to him, Mr. Muhammad, I did not ask you to invade my country to protect me. I was fine on my own without your help. And then Mr. Muhammad said, but don't forget, Usama, that this amount of jizya is a small amount of money. Anybody can afford to pay. It's just a few pennies. And I looked at it and I cannot until today put my head over this verse. When Allah gave Muhammad and all the Muslims the command and the order to engage in war with the Christians and the Jews, if they did not believe in Allah, if they did not believe in Muhammad, if they do not accept the religion of Islam. But in the same time, Allah will allow the Jews and the Christians to live if they give a little bit money, a dollar a week or a dollar a month. How ridiculous it is for Allah to make my life, my wife's life, my son's and my daughter's life equal to a dollar. How cheap is Allah, the God of Muhammad, that if I will give him a dollar, he will spare my life. If not, he have no problem to chop off my head, that my wife and my children, as this Muslim man rape my wife and my daughters, as they take them as concubines and slaves. I'm sorry. That does not make any sense at all. How cheap is Allah, the God of Muhammad, who will spare the life of the Christians and the Jew by simply giving a little bit money. But then I told my teacher, with all respect, when you told me that Christian Egyptians were only required to give a little money as jizya taxes, that is not true. For in fact, there were so many Muslim leaders who were forcing the Christians to sell their animals, to sell their land, to sell their homes, to literally put them in the corner to give them no option but to accept Islam, or simply just killing them for the ethnic cleansing, as it happened so many times in Egypt, just as recently as few hundred years ago when Muslims forced the people of Nuba in South Egypt to believe in Islam. So it is not really about just giving little bit money, for if it was, there would not be any Muslims in Egypt. But the reality is, Muslims have practiced Quran chapter 9 verse 5, the final words of Allah, were in it the options for Christians and Jews to give jizya, to give a little bit money, was not available. For we read in Quran chapter 9 verse 5, so when the forbidden months are passed, what is this forbidden month? There was 4 months every year where Arabs have an agreement among themselves. Even the atheists, even the idol worshippers, kept and respect this agreement. During these 4 months, they don't kill anybody. Why? Because that is a peaceful agreement among the Arabs before Muhammad. But the final word of Allah, chapter 9, verse 5, said what? When these 4 forbidden months are passed, Quran chapter 9 and verse 29 is no longer practiced. The jizya option is no longer practiced, for Quran 9:29 is abrogated by Quran chapter 9 and verse 5, where the verse is very clear. After these 4 forbidden months go bye-bye, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them. Kill the Christians wherever you find them. Some Muslims will say, wait a minute. Christians are not polytheists, and yes, indeed, we are polytheists according to Islam. Why? Because we worship Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as God. We worship the Holy Spirit as God. We worship God the Father as God. We believe in a God who is triune, and according to the teaching of the Quran, chapter 5, verse 72, chapter 5, verse 73, we are nothing but infidels. And Allah command Muslim in Quran chapter 47, verse 4, to behead all Christians, to strike the necks of all Christians who believe in Trinity, who believe that Jesus is God, until Muslims have made a great slaughter among them.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Let's go back now to Quran chapter 9, verse 5, where we read, after the four forbidden months are passed, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them. What is option number one, boys and girls? Muslims were commanded by Allah to kill anyone and everyone who does not believe in Islam, especially the Christian polytheist. Number two, take them as captive and besiege them and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. That's when Muslims will enjoy the wives and the children of the Christians and the Jews. That is exactly what we should teach our children. Not Islam spread very fast. No, we will tell them how Islam spread very fast. Because the third option, which is, so if they, the people of the land, repent, that is, convert to Islam. That's how Islam spread fast, boys and girls. And perform the prayer and give the legal alms, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. The three options is very simple. Boys and girls, here is the truth which you would like to learn about the spread of Islam. Islam spread by the sword. Islam gave Muslim commands in the Quran, which is the word of Allah, to kill the Christians, to kill the Jews, to kill the atheists, to kill anyone and everyone throughout the land. And that's how Islam spread so fast. As a matter of fact, not only this one verse in the Quran, but actually we have over 300 verses that teach the same message. And that's how we know that Islam spread by the sword. Quran chapter 9 verse 5 is known, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as the verse of the sword. And that's how Islam spread so fast during and after the death of Muhammad. I hope and I pray by now you realize that I'm only quoting you specific verses. I can go on in circles all over the Quran and quote you other verses, but I want you to memorize these verses. I want you to know these facts and share it with your neighbors, share it with your people in your churches, share it with your friends. But I also want you to read the entire Quran. That's why I always ask people, get a copy of my translation of the Quran and read it and share it with your friends. Get a copy and give it to somebody as a gift. That is the only way we can know the truth about Islam. My friends, we only have three options according to Quran chapter 9 verse 5. Number 1 is to be killed. Number 2 is to become a slave. Number 3 is to repent and to convert Islam. How can you tell me that Islam was not spread by the sword, if that is what the word of Allah said? As I shared with you many times in the past, Muhammad's word condemned all these Muslims to be the barbaric people as they practice, and they did exactly what he told them. For Muhammad in Sahih Muslim said what? I have been commanded to engage in war against people till people testify to the fact that there is no God but Allah and believe in me, I am the messenger, and in all that I have brought. The command of Allah to Muhammad is to kill people until people become Muslims. And that's why the Muslims who follow Muhammad, who are victims of Islam, literally are criminal. They were barbaric believers. Do you want to know the Muslims? Let me tell you what the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari said about the Muslim. He said, we engage in war with people until they believe in Allah. That's how boys and girls Islam spread quickly. And how Islam spread quickly? It's very simple. Muslims were engaging in war with people until the people believe in Allah. Listen to the rest of Al-Tabari's words. He who believes in Allah and his messenger has protected his life and his possessions from us. So all the men who believed in Islam, they did not lose their life. They did not lose their homes. They did not lose their wives. They did not lose their children. They did not lose their possessions. No. What about the people who refuse to believe and accept the cult of Islam? Listen carefully. Here it is. Al-Tabari said, as for the one who disbelieves, we will engage in war with him forever. Forever in the cause of Allah. Killing him is a small matter to us. Notice he did not say killing them, but killing him. They will kill the male. They will kill the men. For the women and the children is called the spoil of war. That is the reward which Allah wants Muslims to enjoy after they kill the men. Ethnic cleansings. That's how Islam, boys and girls, spread in Egypt. That's how Islam spread all over the Muslim world. Many of the Christians and the Jewish people were killed or forced to believe in Islam. The sad story is, I was deceived by my teacher. He lied to me. He made me believe that I have the right and the freedom to speak. But because of my argument with him, this teacher began to persecute me by spanking me on both hands with a stick, which is a normal way of discipline in Egypt. Even though there were 45 students in this classroom, but this teacher picked on me every morning to ask me questions about the lessons we're studying. And anytime and every time I did not answer the question correctly, he asked me to open my hand so he can spank me with a stick 4 times. It was very insulting. It was very unjust. And he did this for 3 or 4 weeks. And when I could not take it anymore, I asked my daddy to remove me from the school. And he did. And from this day on, I finished my high school as a home student. I was persecuted by Mr. Muhammad because simply he deceived me. He made me believe that I have the right to speak my mind about the spread of Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, this took place over 25 years ago. But I remember it as if it was just yesterday. Islam spread quickly, yes indeed. But we need to tell our students how Islam spread quickly. According to the history of Islam and according to the teaching of Allah's word in the Quran and according to the teaching of Muhammad's words in the Hadith, Islam spread by the sword. Yes, Islam is not like Judaism and Christianity, because Islam remained the dominant cult, not faith, in the region where it's originated. And we need to tell our students why Islam is still the dominant cult in the Middle East. It's very simple. because boys and girls, everyone who is born from a Muslim daddy through rape or through marriage is a Muslim, and children cannot leave Islam. For if they choose to leave Islam, Muslim must kill them, as it is written in the Quran. Quran chapter 6 and verse 151, where Allah said, do not kill the soul which Allah forbid, which is a Muslim soul, except with a just cause. What is the just cause to kill the Muslim soul? Read Muhammad in Sahih Muslim, when he said, the blood of the Muslim cannot be shed except in three cases. Those who commit murder, those who commit adultery, and those who apostate. Any Muslim who leave Islam must be put to death. So yes, indeed, boys and girls, Islam is a dominant cult in the Muslim world, because Islam simply does not give its people freedom to leave this cult. Muhammad gave the order to his people to kill anyone and everyone who leave the cult of Islam. Don't forget, boys and girls, that almost 90% of those who believed in the cult of Islam, they did not read its book, the Quran. They did not understand its belief, because most of these countries were foreigners, and Muslims did not bother to translate the Quran to them in their language or the teaching of this cult of Islam to their language. So in simple words, Islam spread so quick because Muslims used the sword and people were forced into it, and Islam is a dominant in the Muslim world, not like Judaism or Christianity, because people cannot and will not be able to leave this cult. To learn more about lies in our textbooks, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.